All right. Did you hear her?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Great. All right, everyone. Thank you so much, first of all, for calling in for this kind of introduction to Mastering the Law of Attraction. I'm so glad that you came. First of all, I want to tell you we are going to be doing some writing today. There's going to be some, because I want to give you a lot of information today, and I want you to, first of all, to, if you don't have a piece of paper and a pen in front of you, to try to get that. That would be really good. And while you're doing that, I'm going to give you, and just say it, and I'll say it again later on, is that if you have a piece of paper, I'd like you to write on the top of the paper the number 4 and the star sign. Now, the number 4 and the star sign is, you know, all different. This is just sort of housekeeping we got to get done before we get to the good fun stuff, is that 4 and the star sign on this conference call number is the way to mute yourself. Okay? Does that make sense, everyone?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So if for some reason, you know, you have a lot of background noise, you might want to do 4 star. And then to come back to unmute yourself, you would do 4 star again, okay? And, yeah. And also just we're going to be doing some interaction here, and because of the logistics that I can't see your eyeballs and for a few things, when you react as far as an individual statement, if you could just state your name and say, like, I'm Max, and then say your statement or what you have to say, that would be great too. Capiche? Understand?
Yes.
Yeah.
Good. Awesome. Awesome. Okay. Cool. So here we are, and we're going to be talking. Oh, hello? Who just came on and joined us? Okay. All right. Don't have to say your name. It's all good. I have a list of a whole bunch of names here. So, we're going to get started, so I'm excited for us. We're going to be about 30 minutes, okay? So I'm going to be asking you some questions and stuff. So, you know, tell me by saying yes, who of you ever uses the words fate? Who uses fate, yes or no?
Yeah.
Yes.
Who uses the word serendipity, yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah.
Who uses the words karma, yes or no?
No.
No?
I don't use that word.
Anyone ever use the word, anything like out of the blue?
Yes.
Like something came out of the blue? Did anyone say yes if you ever use that?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So all of those words. And then, you know what? Say yes if you know someone that seems to, and not you, or someone you know, that seems to start to always attract very negative things in their life over and over. Say yes if you know someone like that.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, definitely.
Not you, but the kind of people that over and over, it's always their car breaks down or their kids are sick or there's something always wrong with them, right? Can you relate to this, anyone here?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, all of those, you guys are in the right place because both of those things, you know, coincidence, serendipity, out of the blue, and then on the other hand, the people that are always attracting negative things like negative Nelly, those are both examples of the law of attraction. And today, it's all about the law of attraction, and we're going to talk about that. And so over the next, you know, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, I'm going to explain and teach to you what the law of attraction is in a little bit more detail and how it's working in your life and why you're attracting the things that you're attracting in your life, both negative and positive, so that hopefully by the time that we're all done with this 30 minutes, you're going to leave with, well, one for sure major tool that's going to help you to stop attracting negative things and start attracting more positive things in your life. Would that be cool if we did that today? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Awesome. So, like you've been doing for the last, you know, few minutes, you've been answering me. And that is one of the things that we call an accelerated learning technique, and I'm going to be using those. Accelerated learning techniques are things that are going to help you to take everything that I'm saying today and really put it in your brain, and you're going to learn it much quicker. For example, saying yes or no, or I'm going to have you write down some things, or I might repeat myself. So if I use those things, is that all right with you, yes or no?
Yes.
Good. You're such good students. Give yourself a round of applause.
Yay!
Great. Okay. So we're going to be using those in and out today. So I just want to tell you before we get into the meat of everything, thank you so much for coming here today and putting yourself sort of first and investigating what the law of attraction is about. It's something that I feel very strongly about, and hopefully you will by the end of this call. And if you don't know who I am or what I do, I think a lot of you do, but my name is Max Ryan, and I'm a certified law of attraction facilitator recently, and I'm really happy about that. And I've been using the law of attraction with my private clients because I'm an intuitive life coach, and I'm a spiritual teacher and trainer, and I've been doing that for a number of years. And the bulk of my work really is all about helping people move from fear to love in their life, from having the experience of a much more free, flowing life instead of a constricted, fearful life. Say yes if you like that.
Yes.
Awesome. So the law of attraction is similar because the law of attraction talks about negative and positive, like fear and love. So in the terms of negative and positive, love would be what? Negative or positive, everyone?
Positive.
Fear would be what?
Negative.
That's right. So that's basically what I do. All right. So we're going to get into the cool stuff now. So does everyone have a paper and pen or pencil in front of them?
Yes.
Good. Okay. So to start off, we're going to talk about the definition of law of attraction. And there's a couple of different ones, but I think that this one seems to fit for me, and it seems to work for a lot of people. So I'm going to say it, and I'd like you to write it down at the top of your paper. Okay, everyone, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. So I'd like you to write this down. I attract to my life and business whatever I give my attention, energy, and focus to. I'll say that again. I attract to my life and business whatever I give my attention, energy, and focus to. Anyone want to repeat that for me?
I attract to my life and business whatever I give my attention, energy, and focus to.
Thank you. And thank you for the other person that said I will. Awesome. Great. So you're going to give your attention, energy, and focus to something. That's what we're attracting. Now, it's not like you have to do all three. You don't have to be like, my attention, my energy, and focus is all on that thing. You can actually just do one of those things. You can start to give your attention to something. Because if you give your attention, do you give your energy to it, yes or no?
Yes.
If you're giving your energy to something, you're giving your focus to it, yes or no?
Correct.
That's right. But I have to tell you, that's not the whole definition. There's five more words, or four more words. So it goes like this. It goes at the end of focus two, after that, please write whether negative or positive.
Say that again, what there or whether?
Whether negative or positive. Do you get that, Carol?
Yeah, how'd you know that was me?
Because I know you. Okay, so this gives a whole other meaning to it. Who would like to state their name and say that whole sentence that we just wrote down?
I will.
Okay, Carol.
I attract to my life and business whatever I give my attention, energy, and focus to, whether negative or positive.
Very good. Thank you very much for doing that. Now, I would like you all to now underline the word negative two times.
Twice,
exactly. Underline it two times. Because law of attraction isn't just about getting good things, because there's been a movie that some people might have heard of before a few years ago about the law of attraction, if you know what I'm talking about. And it really focused on, it's all about getting good stuff, positive, which is great. But we have to understand that the law of attraction is also attracting negative things in our life, not just positive things, okay? So all of this whole definition is a great definition, but it could really be shortened. It could be shortened into another thing, and I'd like you to write this down. The law of attraction could really just be called, it's all about vibes. Write that down for me. It's all about vibes. Now, vibes is the short version for what word?
Vibration.
Vibration, exactly. So there's vibrations in the world. So we already know in that first definition, the law of attraction is all about what kind of vibes. What are the two kinds of vibes? Who can tell me?
Negative or positive.
Negative or positive. Very good. So on your piece of paper, on the left side of your piece of paper, I'd like you to write the word negative. And on the right side, I'd like you to write the word positive with some space underneath. Now, coming back to a vibe. A vibe, when you walk into a room or you're standing next to someone that has a really, really, really strong vibration, like the room has a strong vibration or the person has a strong vibration, how can you tell that what that vibration is? How can you tell what that is? Anyone want to guess?
You feel it.
You feel it. Thank you very much. You feel it. Thank you, Paula. So a vibe is a mood or a feeling, right? Let's all say a vibe is a mood or a feeling.
A vibe is a mood or a feeling.
Yeah. So have you ever walked into a room and known very strongly that there was an argument or something really intense happened there? Say yes or no if that's ever happened to you.
Yes.
Have you ever stood next to someone and you thought, whoa, they are angry? Say yes or no if that's happened to you.
Yes,
definitely. So your vibrations are coming through our feelings. We're realizing it through our feelings. So it would be great if we had this, like a vibrational meter reader that would tell us everything, like an app on your iPhone that would tell you something like that. But we don't need that. We have our own, and it's our feelings. And some people call it your intuition, your instinct, your gut, whatever, but it's our feelings, and it comes through our feelings. So let's just write a couple of what are a couple of negative feelings or vibrations? Let's just shout them out, whoever wants to go.
Anger.
Fear.
Frustration.
Guilt. Fear, guilt, frustration. Thank you. What else?
Confusion.
Confusion, shame. Mm-hmm. Any others?
Sadness.
Yeah, good. Okay.
Loneliness.
Loneliness. And who was that just said that, the gentleman?
Procrastination.
Procrastination. Yeah. Yeah, I know nothing about procrastination. Do you? not any of us in this room. I don't know. Good. That's great. Okay. So those are a lot of negative things. So if you could write some of those things under your negative list there. So let's move over to the positive. And what are some of the positive vibrations or feelings that we would have?
Joy.
Love. What else?
Joy.
Joy. Love. Joy. What else?
Excitement.
Peace.
Excitement. Peace. I like fun. Fun is one of the good positive ones I like. Anyone else? Anything else?
Laughter.
Laughter. Laughter brings up a positive vibration. Very good. Okay. You've got this list of negative and positive vibrations and their moods. Now, let me ask you, when do you have a mood or a feeling?
When you have
anyone?
All day long.
All day long you have moods or feelings, right? And are we all having a mood or feeling right now?
Yes.
Right. So we're having a mood or feeling now and now and now and now. There's really no time when we're not having a mood or feeling. Does that make sense? Yes or no?
Yes.
I know sometimes it might feel like we're like, I'm not sure what my feeling is. But actually, we're always sending off a vibration. And it's either going more towards the negative or more towards the positive. So we're always feeling a mood or a feeling right now, right now, right now. So that makes sense, Apisha, everyone?
Yes.
But Apisha is understanding Italian, actually. You know. All right. So these moods and these feelings and these vibrations are happening all the time, all right now. Now, I want to tell you, coming back to sort of the law of attraction, has a very specific job description. And you know how some people that work in corporate environments, might be you or something, you go into a job, well, not even a corporate environment, it could be something else, but you get a job and they hand you a manual of your job description. Do you all know what I'm talking about? Yes or no?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Right.
And it could be really long. It could be like you've got to wear these clothes, you've got to do this thing, you've got to do all this other stuff. But the law of attraction has a very simple job description, and I would like you to write it down. And it's two words. The job description of the law of attraction is to match vibrations. What's the job description of law of attraction?
To match vibrations.
Good. So, like what we were saying earlier, we're having a mood or a feeling when?
Now.
All the time.
Right now.
Now and now and now and now. Very good. So we're sending off this vibration, and the law of attraction, this energy, I'm not here to prove this to you. I'm just here to show you how it works, is that the law of attraction, the universe, is always checking in. It's checking. It's going, what is Carol having? Oh, she has happy vibration. Oh, happy. And she hears Carol's happy vibration. And what is the law of attraction going to match it with, everyone?
Happy.
Happy vibration. Exactly. So, and then Joe Blow is feeling really angry. And so the law of attraction is going to match it with what?
Anger.
So I want you to write down this sentence. At every moment, I am sending a negative or positive vibration. And welcome to whoever just came onto the call. But every moment, I'm sending a negative or positive vibration. And the next line is, and at every moment, law of attraction, and you can just write LOA from now on because it's just easier and faster. LOA is responding to that vibration by giving me more of the same. So I'm sending out, at every moment, I'm sending out a negative, positive vibration, and at every moment, law of attraction is responding to that vibration by giving me more of the same. Anyone want to read that back to us?
I will. At every moment, I am sending a negative or positive vibration, and at every moment, law of attraction is responding to that vibration by giving me more of the same.
Good. Thank you very much. And there's four more words on at the end, and they are, does anyone want to take a guess at the end of that?
Whether
it's negative or positive.
Good. Awesome. Okay. So are you all getting a sense of how it works and how law of attraction works here?
Mm-hmm.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Good. Okay. Now, as we move forward, the most important thing for tonight is I want you to really have a tool to really see how to shift attracting negative vibrations that you're doing to positive vibrations. Because you know what? I'm a really positive person. I think a lot of people on this call probably are positive people. But say yes if you're a positive person and you have attracted negative things.
Yeah.
Me too. I have. And one of the most important things about this class today is I want to give you a really, really cool tool to shift that. And the way to do that is I have to sort of to help you to understand the connection between the words you're saying and the results you're getting. Okay? So it's between the words you're getting and what did I say? The what?
The results
you're getting, okay? So if you have a piece of paper, or if not, whatever, if you have a piece of paper, you might want to turn it over and draw four boxes going from the left to the right on them. You don't have to write them, but you can, because this is a four-step process that I'm going to take you through that's going to make you really understand why you're getting the results you're getting, and it's because one of the main reasons is because of the words. Okay, here we go. So, in that, the very first box on the left, I want you to pretend there's a whole dictionary full of words and you're dumping them out inside the box. And all that dictionary gets filled and filled and filled. Okay? And if I reach my hands into that big box, what do I come out with in my hands? A whole bunch of what?
Words.
Words. Very good. So all those words that we have, that we say, that we think, that we're telling people and everything, and especially that are inside of us, that are in our head, when we string a whole bunch of words together, what does that form? It forms our what?
Thoughts.
Our thoughts. So in the second box, or right next to words, I'd like you to write thoughts. So you have a box or words and then a box of thoughts. So then there's all these thoughts. And you reach in and you take all these different thoughts, and all these different thoughts give off a very specific energy, or what we talked about before that starts with a V. What? Vibes or vibrations. So the third box is going to be your vibration box. We're all together now?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, so there's the vibration box. And then these vibration boxes, the vibrations, they go out and go out in the world. And the vibrations are creating your what? What's in the last box? Your results of your life, either negative or positive, because the vibration before is negative or positive, so you get negative or positive results. Make sense? Mm-hmm. You see what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the positive or negative results, if we go back down the line, the results have an effect from the what's the box before? From our what?
Vibration.
Vibrations. And our vibrations are the effect of what's in the box before? Our
thoughts.
And then our thoughts are the effect of, what's in the very first box?
Words.
Our words. Very good. So you see how the words that we say create the thoughts that we think, and then the thoughts that we think create a vibration that's being put out into the world, and then we get results. So they're negative or positive. Now, what is the job of the law of attraction? Is to do what? To match
vibrations.
So if we change our words, we can change our what?
Vibrations.
Our vibrations, which will change our results. Okay? So that's what everything that we're going to talk about, what we're talking about today, is about how our words are going to change our results. So you might be the most positive person in the world, but sometimes there are words that you're saying that negative words that are creating what? Negative
energy. Vibration.
Vibration and results. Okay? And usually positive people, we don't even think. We're like, why is this happening? Is this happening? Because I'm trying to be positive. Now, underneath that, I want you to write a big circle, and in the middle I want you to write reset in that circle. If we want a different result, we need to change our vibration. Change our vibration, we change our thoughts and our words. We need to reset our vibration. So we go from negative to what? To?
Positive.
Positive. Very good. All right. So when we're looking at our life and we're seeing these negative things and we're saying, oh, my goodness, oh, why is that happening? Why is that happening? There are three words. There's a few more, but mainly three words that are creating these negative results. And I want you to write them down at the top of your page. The first word is don't. The second word is not. And the third word is two letters. Anyone want to take a guess on what it is?
No.
Good. So it should say don't, not, and no. Don't, not, and no. Okay? These three words, by the time 11 or 12 o'clock come in our lives, we've said them more than 300 times. So these negative words are giving us what kind of results, everyone?
Negative results.
Negative results. So if we continue doing these, using these words unconsciously, because this is all about becoming conscious and creating and attracting what we want, is that if we start to go, oh, look, I keep saying don't, I keep saying not, I keep saying no. Remember, what is the job of the law of attraction is to match our
vibration.
So if we're saying, I don't want to be late, what is law of attraction matching?
Being late.
If we say don't forget, what is law of attraction matching?
Forgetting.
Very good. Don't freak out. What do you think?
Freaking out.
You're getting freaking out. So law of attraction is going to bring more of that freaking out energy and more of the late energy and all of that, because it's the job of law of attraction is to match vibration, and you're giving it off by you're saying don't, not, and no. Don't do this, don't do that, I'm not going to do this, and you're pushing against, and we push against, the law of attraction is going to give us more of pushing against. Make sense, everyone?
Yeah.
So there is that
that reset button that I told you before, here's the key. Here's your key. The reset button is one sentence, okay? So if you're saying, I don't want to be late, I don't want this, I'm not going to do that, your reset button is this sentence. I'm going to say, so what do I want? So what do I want? I don't want to be late, so what do I want? Someone help me. What would I say? I want to
be on time.
That's right. I don't want to talk to those people.
I do want to talk to those people.
Well, you could say I do want to talk to those people, or this is a really good word to use in that kind of situation, everyone. You might say, I'd rather talk to them. Talk to these other people. See how that's a different vibration?
Mm-hmm.
Like you don't say, you know, you try not to, you try to get everything to go towards a positive and saying, instead of a feeling of pushing something away, you want to go towards something. You want to go towards something. Okay? So as you start to work with this, your homework after this call and as you move through your life is to, first of all, become really aware of when you're using don't, not, and no, and eliminate them. Good luck. Good luck. But at the beginning, it's hard. At the beginning, it's hard, but as you move through your life, you'll start to go, oh, I'm very aware when I'm saying don't, not, no. And because the law of attraction's job is to do what? To match your
vibration.
If your vibration changes, your results change. When your results change, your life changes. And when your life changes towards the positive, you're going to start attracting more positive. And it seems like, on some level, it's a simple tool, this reset button, so what do I want? But it's not simplistic. I want you to know that. It seems simple, but it's not simplistic, actually. So, if you, next time or after this call or tomorrow, you're going to hear my voice and when in your head when you go, I don't want to do that. And what are you going to say?
I'd rather.
Exactly. So what do I want? So what do I want? Make sure you write that down. So what do I want? That's your reset button. Reset buttons are great because they change your whole energy. They change everything. They get your computer to turn on again. They get your garbage disposal to work again. They get all these things. These reset buttons, they shift the energy so it works again. Because our natural energy is to go towards the positive, really. It is. So we reset ourselves to go, oh, yeah, that's right. Wake up. I want to move towards this. That feels better. It feels lighter. It feels more joy. Okay? So that's the main thing I want you all to walk away with today, and I know we're a little bit over, but I want to keep going a little bit, is that I want you to be able to walk away with this reset button. So who can tell me, state your name first, and say, what is the reset button sentence again?
So what do I want?
This is Darcy.
Hey, Darcy.
So what do I want?
Good. Let's all say it together. So what,
do I want?
Okay. And that tool alone is really, if you take it to heart, it really starts to shift your life. And it's the beginning of understanding your vibration. And this is the first tool. There's three steps. And there's three steps into really working with the law of attraction to make it really work in our lives and to become more of a conscious creator in our life. And there's three different steps. The first step is to identify your desire. The second step is to give your desire attention. And the third step is allow it to come. But before you can identify, give, and allow, one thing you have to do, we have to do is we start to clean up our negative vibrations. Because even if we're positive, there's still negative vibrations. And this tool, the reset button, is going to help you to start to do that. And I'm teaching a course for 4 weeks that's going to go into all the other steps, the identifying your desire, giving your desire attention, and allowing it. I'm going to be teaching that, a 4-week course. And so I'll tell you some more about that in a second. It's pretty straightforward, but I want you to learn that too. But before I talk about that more, I'd like just anyone that would like to tell me what they've learned today, what they've gotten, what they see clearly, what they heard from this last 40 minutes. And if you would like to share, just say your name and then say what you're walking away with today.
This is Carol. I'm walking away with the ability to have the reset button and say to myself, so what do I want?
Nice. And let me ask you, Carol, does that help your vibration when you know you have that?
Oh, yeah. It just really calms me down.
Good. And a calm is a positive vibration. So good for you, Carol. And who would like to go next to tell what they're going to walk away with today?
This is Maria.
Hey, Maria.
Okay. And Carol took the words out of my mouth, so what do I want? That's exactly what I'm going to take from today. In the 40 minutes that I could change a positive into a negative, or a negative into a positive situation.
Good. Awesome, Maria. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else want to share?
Ruth?
Hey, Ruth.
Hey. I'm taking away just complete validation of something that I intuitively understand and that I'm actually studying in another framework with cognitive behavioral therapy, but this is helping me transition it to a spiritual place.
Mm.
And it's just so true. It's very valid, and a thank you.
Oh, thank you very much. I agree with that. I mean, I think that, you know, I didn't invent the law of attraction or whatever, but, you know, things that are universal truths, they go through any different stratas of our life, and they just ring true in psychology or spirituality or whatever because they have a ring of truth to them. So thank you for sharing that, Ruth. Anyone else? No? Okay. So no one else wants to share? That'd be okay. All right. I just want to tell you all that I am going to start next week. I'm going to start a 4-week series course that's going to go more in depth about this negative and positive vibration, but also do the 3 steps, and we're going to work together as a group. And it's going to be about identifying your desires, about what you want in your life, getting really clear, and about giving that desire a lot of attention, focus on it, and allowing it to come to you, which can be, you know, a little tricky. But there's a few people that are going to be in the class with me already, and it's going to be 4 weeks, and it's going to be $47. That's all. So if you're interested in that, I'd love to have you come on and start to see how this can really shift your life, because I know with the clients that I've worked with, and we've been working with this, it's shifting their lives so much. They're really starting to attract stuff, and it's really wonderful, and I want to share that with you. And I can share you with a lot of what's happening in my life, too, because of doing this work. So I just want to – if you have any questions about that, or if you would like to just go to the website right now at maxryan.net, you can go onto the Law of Attraction page, and you can register for the class. So I would love to see you there, everyone. So thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
I know that.
Thank you.
Wonderful. And
thank you.
Yeah, I will hopefully talk to you all soon. And have a great night.
You too. Thank you a lot.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Love.
Good night.
Good night.
Night.